Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There's been a fair bit of news out from Metals One in the last few days. Here to tell us more about it, in particular, the recent PEA initiation, Jonathan Owen.
Hi, Alistair. Thanks. Good to be with you again. Yeah, it's been quite a busy and exciting week for us. So we issued the award to Wardle Armstrong for the preliminary economic assessments. So that's commenced, and we're hoping that'll be completed by November. And this is, yeah, it's hugely important for us. It's a major milestone. And in considering we've just been listed over 12 months now, we listed at end of July 2023. We've moved very quickly. So doubling the resource earlier in the year, that allowed us to rapidly move now into this economic assessment. So, it's hugely important, and reasons why twofold. You know, this is going to give us the project economics for the Blackschist project. This will give us the all important internal rate return, CapEx, NPV estimates, and so on. And hopefully that then will be reflected in our market cap and our share price as people attribute some of that value to the business. But it also will form the basis of our application to the EU for strategic project status. That's a thing under the Critical Raw Materials Act. And that will open up all sorts of possibilities, including permit fast tracking, so getting our projects up and running and in development sooner rather than later, and also potentially accessing EU grants. So, the all-important non-dilutive funding that we as shareholders are looking for.
I mean, you're working off quite a strong base there, aren't you? I mean, there's an established resource. Why don't you tell us a bit about what the nature of the resource is, and then possibly the potential sort of economic significance that might have, that Wardells might be able to present?
Yeah, so we're sitting with just under 60 million tonnes of these mineralised black schists. These contain nickel, copper, cobalt, zinc, relatively low grades, but this is a very low cost ore to mine and to process. So when we look across the wall to our neighbours at Terra Firma, who are already mining and processing and selling this mineral, we can see that they've got one of the lowest costs of production globally for nickel sulfate. So we're looking to emulate our business on theirs, and like I say, it's economically very viable minerals to be extracting. So to add to that, we've doubled our resource. 60 million tons is equivalent to around about $3 billion worth of metals in the ground. So this is a huge resource. We'll continue to expand and develop that resource base. But like I said, it's great to be in a position now where we can move into the preliminary economic assessment and actually prove the technical parameters, the economic parameters around this asset.
And how deep is it?
So this is we're not really projecting deeper than 200 meters. So this is open pit mining. It's the ore bodies daylight at surface, so they're literally at surface. So it's a case of scraping away 5 or 10 meters of glacial till gravel to access the ore, and then we work our ways down. We don't envisage that it's amenable to underground mining. It's quite soft, easy dig material, which also means that it's not suitable for holding up underground structures. So in terms of the exploration program and resource drilling and so on, we don't we you know we're being quite prudent with our costs and not drilling below the typical pit depth of 200, 250 meters that you'd find in this
So
region.
open pit and easy dig, those will obviously be two factors that Wardells will be kind of looking to emphasize in their report. Any other aspects that you think will be particularly significant?
Yeah, it's the method of processing this ore. So mining the ore, as you say, it's pretty straightforward, well-trodden path, low cost, low risk. The processing itself is amenable to bioheat bleaching, which is probably one of the most cost-effective means of extracting these important minerals from the ore. It's also low cost in terms of the carbon footprint. So this is hugely important considering where our minerals are destined. They're destined to support the green transition. They're destined for EV batteries and so on. So minimal carbon intensity of production is hugely important. So to put it in context, again, referring to our exemplar next door, Terra Firma, they're producing nickel sulfate at around 1.7 tons of CO2 per ton of nickel. You compare that to Indonesian nickel, which is hugely carbon intensive, coming in at around about 58 tons of CO2 per ton of nickel. So it's over 90% lower in terms of carbon footprint, and you combine that then with the being low cost, first quartile production costs. This is a real opportunity here to build an operation that's going to generate cash flow throughout the commodity cycles for quite a while, helping Europe meet its desires to transition to a greener future.
So you mentioned the European Union and the strategic mineral status. That's one sort of major milestone that you're hoping to pass. What will be next in addition to that once the PEA is done?
So once the PEA is done, yes, first order of business is to use that to complete our application to the EU for that status. The PEA will also highlight or make recommendations for further work that we will need to do to then take us to the next level, the next level being the pre-feasibility study. So there'll be no doubt there'll be need for additional metallurgy work, geotechnical work that need to be done. We want to continue to grow the resource, so we'll continue to drill and expand that resource beyond the 60 million tons that we have at the moment. But ultimately, yeah, the plan is to get into the pre-feasibility sometime next year, and that's when things get really serious. That's when we're on the road to permitting and development.
So plenty to look forward to on Black Schist. But meanwhile, over in Norway, there's been some developments as well. I believe King's Rose have started drilling.
Yeah, so we announced this morning that our JV partner King's Rose have commenced the drilling of the Rana project. Again, this is another very exciting piece of news flow, and they'll be drilling at least 750 meters into the Rana intrusion. So they're following some mineralization, that outcrop mineralization down dip. There's at least two highly prospective targets we're looking to intersect there, and we'll expect the results and the assays for those probably late September, early October. Another exciting milestone.
And so what's the sort of schedule or the plan for Rana, sort of looking further out into the rest of the year and into next year?
Yep, so Rana is it's early stage than the Black Schist in Finland. So it is an exploration play, albeit a brownfield exploration play, in that we do have proven mined out resources within our tenement area. These Outokumpu mined the Rana intrusion for a couple of decades up until about 2012. So we're looking for the next lenses of mineralization around that mine. So we could quite quickly move from what is effectively an exploration play again into developing a resource there, and then moving into the PEA. You know, that could maybe not next year, maybe the year after. Let's see what we find in this drill campaign in the next month or so.
Exciting stuff. So, is there a place or a resource that investors can use to get a more deeper insight into what's happening? I'm thinking of analyst research and kind of detailed modeling. Is there anything like that available or going to be available?
Yes, we have a broker research paper written by Shard back end of last year. Probably a little bit out of date now. So we've engaged Edison Group to step in and take over sort of an independent investment research work for us. So they're working on a long form report on the business and our projects and investment opportunities. And that should be ready probably early to mid September. And then they'll work, then continue to update that then as the PEA develops and is completed, and as we move through the year, through the work program.
Interesting stuff. So we'll look out for that too. Jonathan Owen, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.